Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
To resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision, but I welcome that, support a club making that decision, and encourage them to do that. If his efforts are not on the field, but and continuing to work in this space, we welcome to that table and to be able to help us and guide us and help us make better decisions about the kinds of things that need to be done in communities. We have invited him in before, and we want to make sure that everybody's welcome at that table and trying to help us deal with some very complex, difficult issues that have been around, unfortunately, for a long time.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Roger Goodell. Just resign. It's pathetic. That is pathetic. That you're now trying to go back and pressure your NFL teams to hire somebody who's been washed up for a couple of years.
And they gave him every opportunity to be picked up by somebody. And now it's like, oh, well, we should have maybe. You were given a chance, and then you made it into an all about me, like, not going to show up here, so you go over this other place. That's, you don't give anyone any time to come over to see you, do your little workout thing over here, and now we're just supposed to, someone's just supposed to hire you because?
Yeah. I don't know how they would have hired him. They couldn't find him that day. He was doing his whole show, dog and pony
throwing
show.
A little, like, hissy fit over not things not going how he wanted to, so he takes it someplace else and is like, yeah, follow me over here. People are like, no.
I just can't believe the pretzels people are tying themselves in to try to be politically correct, but you never know what's going to backfire on you. I mean, honestly, free speech is dead in this country. Do people understand that? Did you see that the controversy at Oklahoma State? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that this morning?
I missed it.
So an assistant coach for the Oklahoma State college football team tweeted out a photo of himself on a fishing trip. It was that generic. Mm-hmm. He happened to have an OAN t-shirt on this fishing trip. One America News. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
And he's never really hidden the fact that he's a conservative person, right?
No. All it said is OAN, One America News. And the star running back tore into him and said he's not going to stand for this, and he will not play for Oklahoma State as long as this guy's on the staff. Message to protesters, whichever side you're on, it's a free country. You can wear any darn t-shirt you want. Look at mine. Mine's got an AR-15 on it. It says essential on the front of it. I can wear this t-shirt if I want to. What is wrong with that guy wearing a t-shirt if it said Fox News on it, or if it said ABC News on it, which has shown in the last week that it is the most biased mainstream newscast in America? That's okay. Again, we have an example of the tolerant left in this country that is the most tolerant in the world as long as you agree with them. And if you don't agree with them, They are fascists who will shut you down, just like they're trying to shut Tucker Carlson down. They don't like what he says, shut him down. Pressure his advertisers to take him off the air because we don't agree with what he says. Listen to cut 17, please. Tucker nails this.
Black Lives Matter now enjoys almost complete immunity from criticism. This is unprecedented for an American political movement. But Black Lives Matter is even more powerful than that. It has single-handedly revised our moral framework. Yes, black lives do matter. That is a statement of fact. And no decent person doubts that it is true because it is. And it's true precisely because every life matters. We are all human beings, every one of us. We have souls. Skin color is irrelevant to moral value. Until recently, this was considered obvious.
Not anymore. This wearing an OAN t-shirt is about to get this guy fired at Oklahoma State University. You couldn't make this stuff up if you wanted to. It's really gotten that ridiculous, I have to say. Let me get to John here on line two. John, good morning. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mark. Did you catch that press conference Trump had yesterday? Because they did address the FDA. Somebody had asked him about that, and one of the doctors stepped in. And I might not be getting this 100% right, but from what I understand, that was actually not the whole truth that they were getting. The FDA, from what I understand, was there was hydroxychloroquine that was donated by Pakistan that they weren't using, and basically they were making the stuff available to doctors to prescribe because in an emergency situation, the patients were to the point where they were too far gone, where it wasn't really doing any good. So that was the impression I got. Maybe you saw that interview.
That is not how I read it. I heard some of those comments. I tell you what, John, I'm going to get that cleared up this morning because if what the FDA has done, here's what we think. It's outrageous. Based on the doctor I had on Friday. We'll play some more of that for you coming up here. 314-241-9797. A few phone lines open. We'll get to your calls coming up.
But I will tease you relentlessly later about this, but will people actually die because of the FDA's emergency withdrawal?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Laura Ingraham last night talking about this hydroxychloroquine decision by the FDA. I'm looking at the press release even as we speak. Issued by the Food and Drug Administration, June 15th, 2020. Gary Disbrow, PhD, Deputy Assistant Director. Revoking the Food and Drug Administration's emergency use authorization for oral formulations of hydroxychloroquine. I don't know any other way to read it. The FDA has concluded, based on this new information and other information discussed in the attached memorandum, it's no longer reasonable to believe that oral formulations of HCQ may be effective in treating COVID-19, nor is it reasonable to believe that the known and potential benefits outweigh their known and potential risks. So they did withdraw this yesterday. Now, it strikes me that somebody at the White House could do something about this, and that somebody at the White House needs to do something about this. If you missed our interview last week, I would urge you to go back and listen to it with a doctor in Jefferson County, Dr. Steve Crawford, who's the medical director of the Festus Manor Nursing Home, where they had what can only be described, and I know Dr. Crawford wouldn't describe it this way. I'll describe it this way. As miraculous results with an elderly population that's at most at risk for death from COVID-19. And if you missed this interview, it's still on the Facebook page. It's up on our blog there at 971talk.com/Cox. You can find it. Listen to what Dr. Steve Crawford said about his experience when using hydroxychloroquine early, not when the FDA suggests you use it, which is once somebody's in respiratory distress, but early at the first signs of their blood oxygen level starting to drop. Listen to what Dr. Steve Crawford's experience was with hydroxychloroquine.
We experienced great difficulty being able to acquire the drug from the pharmacy that provided it for the nursing home, as well as the major pharmacy chains. I found a small pharmacy in DeSoto that was able to help us, Westland Pharmacy, and we were able to get starter packs for the hydroxychloroquine. After we were able to start our patients on that, and this was after we gave full disclosure to the families and the ones that who agreed to take the risk, we've had 100% survival.
I'm going to let that hang out there. We're talking close to 50 patients, elderly patients in a nursing home. Nursing homes across America have been devastated by this thing. And here you've got somebody who applied some common sense to this, and there were patients there whose families declined the use of hydroxychloroquine because somebody on CNN told them Donald Trump liked it or he was making money off of it, and they were not going to give a dime to this president. 3 days later, their loved ones were dead. And of the ones he applied it to, a 100% success rate. Now, Dr. Crawford said in that interview, he wasn't suggesting this was a double-blind study. He didn't have sugar pills to give half the patients and hydroxychloroquine to give the other half to run some sort of a, you know, a blind medical study, because he knew if he did that, his half of his patients would die. So he didn't take that risk. But what he ended up with was 100% success rate, 100% survival rate of COVID-19. And yet the FDA is telling us, well, the risks outweigh the benefits. What risk outweighs the benefit of death? Can somebody explain that to me? I don't understand that at all. Let me get to my friend Phil here on line one. Phil, good morning.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I find it pretty rich. I saw last night on Fox News that they had done this. They pulled this drug because it might cause heart issues. It might, is how they put it last night on the newscast. Has these people ever watched these drugs that you see every night on TV that the FDA has approved? The list of pain potential problems that this can cause? One of them goes on for like a minute with all the side effects that could happen.
Yes.
Unbelievable. It's obvious the deep states in the FDA too, huh? The resistance movements in the FDA also, I guess. One other thing, Mark, I got to add to my list of the fascist Democrats what they won't let you do. You can't say, you can't have, you can't drive. Now you got to add to the list what you can't wear also.
Yes. You don't want to offend somebody, Phil.
Unbelievable. We'll fight these people, and I will. I'll fight these people until the day I die. They're never going to win. Unbelievable what's going on in this country right now. They're not going to win. There's plenty of us out here in this country. I see them, talk to them every day, that think this is nothing but a sham. And that's exactly what it is. It's the deep state resistance. Thanks, Mark.
You bet, Phil. Yep, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that. He's referring to this Oklahoma State coach who was seen wearing a T-shirt that said OAN on it, right? One America News. He was on a fishing trip. Tweeted out a picture of himself with a couple of other people, maybe a fishing guide and somebody else with an OSU football T-shirt on. And their star running back, Chuba Howard, tore into him and said that he was not going to play for Oklahoma State as long as there were racists like that. Because you're a racist if you wear an OAN T-shirt now.
Okay, keeping track here. Got a running list.
If you've got a running list, write it down.
Yeah, say so pass it on because I'm lost.
Mm-hmm. I assume if you wear I've got a T-shirt from a couple years ago from a fundraiser for an officer that was injured in the line of duty and will never walk again. And on the back of it, it says Blue Lives Matter. I would assume that T-shirt could now get me in trouble if I wore it on the street.
Probably.
What have we allowed America to morph into? I mean, you're right to stand up and wear whatever shirt you want. You may not like it. You may not like a shirt you see somebody walking down the street wearing.
But they still that doesn't get give to wear
you the right to run up and punch them in the face because you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a right to not be offended in this country. That is not in the Bill of Rights. It's not in the Constitution. And here this is the politically correct world that we're getting into. You can't disagree. You can't wear a T-shirt that hurts somebody's feelings. And you can bet, and I haven't seen anything out of Oklahoma State yet, they issued a statement from the president saying, this is a time for unity of purpose, to confront racial inequities and injustice. We will not tolerate insensitive behavior by anybody at Oklahoma State. Did you know that One America News is in liking the words One America News is insensitive in this environment? How is that possible? I mean, I can wear a CNN shirt if I wanted to. You'll never catch me dead in one, and if you bury me in one, I'll haunt you. I can wear whatever shirt I want. Used to be able to. Apparently not in the new America, spelled with a K. You can't do that anymore. This is insane. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Coming up a little later, we got Hans von Spakovsky. Can't wait to talk to him. Some big Supreme Court decision, at least one big one yesterday, and a couple they decided to balk on, which really has angered me and a lot of people across America. And Tim Jones coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.